Episode 503.
Hi, Sarah.
Hi, Suze. How are you?
What are you doing?
Oh, just, you know, scrolling through all of y'all's really nice comments and everything that you left after the more emotional and vulnerable episode a little bit ago.
My gosh, I'm so sick of it. Marsha. Everybody loves Sarah.
Oh, you're so funny. Well, you know what? I go on other people's podcasts and talk about how much I love you. So, you know, there we go.
Oh, we're thank even, I'm you. Sure. Okay, yes, fair
yes,
enough.
Yes. Yeah, so everybody's so sweet, and I just love it. And, you know, sometimes I come on here and – or I don't come on the show and think this, but I'm, like, thinking about the show, and I'm like, man, like, do people even care about this? Like, am I, like, you know? But from what you guys are saying, it does help. So I am glad I'm not glad to hear that a lot of people are going through the same thing, but I am glad to hear that hearing you're not alone has been helpful and or has been helpful is helpful. And, you know, I just am so grateful for everybody and just love you all and think that you're the best and the bee's knees and all so special.
What do they say to you? They just like, we love you and... You know, keep your chin up or what?
They say a lot of like, thank you for being so vulnerable. And, you know, I hope you find healing. And, you know, thank you for having, you know, awareness about this and talking about the things that we're all going through and yada, yada, yada.
How did you get to be so vulnerable anyway? How did you get to be so good at that? Because that's not a new thing. I don't know.
That's a good question. Because, like, it's weird. It's interesting because you know what? I was talking about this with my mom. I think I went the opposite as a lot of the as what I saw in my family, because like my mom will say that she is, and we've had this talk that she's emotional, like not vulnerable. And, like, saying that, like, something is hard is difficult. I say things are hard all the time. I mean, she shares. She's definitely an open book. But, you know, so maybe it was, like, a response to that and, like, feeling like I, out of, like, necessity, I needed to. There were so – but this is, like, a different time, you know. I feel like women kind of had to be not
right,
as vulnerable.
That's true.
You know, and if you wanted to, like, I don't know. Fight the fucking patriarchy like we have to.
Yeah.
It's hard. So, you know, and I feel like I – and maybe – you know what? Now that I think about it, I think that I learned it at camp. And
here is
why. Because we do – and, oh, I should pre-warn people. This is like – I'm giving you all a heads up. It is that time of the month. I am premenstrual.
Sarah warned me before we started. She's like, I'm definitely
100% going to cry. I've already had a conversation about Toy Story this morning and cried to that. A conversation about Toy Story and I cried. So that's where we are right now. So get ready.
Thank you.
Get ready for that. So I think at camp we had this program called the RAG program where – you set a goal and there's like a little like ceremony and everything and you counsel with like you basically talk, you share with your goal and you know, some of the things that you're going through with the counselor. And, you know, it's a good opportunity. It's a really good opportunity for counselors to find out information that maybe we need to make CPS reports for, because we do that every year. And it's so wonderful that this provides an opportunity for kids to open up about things because they feel safe and they see the counselors do it. And it just makes everybody close. And it's through being vulnerable that we really like grow as people. And that's like camp is all about that. And so I think I shared really tough stuff with counselors, and I remember the times when I did that, like when I came out to a counselor and I was like, I think that I just like girls and like, you know, and like,
he was like
that, and I was bawling and I was like, I just think that that's like for me. And like,
yes. I'm dying. Oh, God.
Maybe I didn't say it like that, but probably I was definitely crying and I was like, is something wrong with me? He's like, no. that's fine. And that's you. And you're going to love who you're going to love. And they're the end. And I got addicted to that. And I think it was, you know.
That's hilarious.
I was like, yeah.
I can
give me
see
the
why.
Stuff.
I get it.
You know.
But, the same culture exists in the church world, like evangelical churches. It's not the camp thing exactly, but it's similar where you like bare your soul and you get emotional and all.
Yeah.
I don't know why it didn't take with me.
You were probably like, I see what you're doing. I'm on to
this
you.
This is weird. Count me out. Mm-hmm. I love Jesus, but not that much.
What did the attempts to get people to do that look like in the evangelical world?
It's more about repentance and conversion and how you've changed your life. So there's a lot of like testimony stuff where you're like, you know, I started lying all the time or whatever. And then you say how you've been changed because of Jesus and stuff.
Oh, goodness. Okay.
Oh, goodness.
Well, because like there's not the acceptance for like, yeah, you bare your soul, but then like, I see. Bare your soul, then
Jesus
accepts it, so then you can accept it.
That's right.
Okay. I see. Yeah. It's like a
same idea.
Yeah. What's one different way around the mountain or whatever you've got? You know? I feel like you're doing an extra stop, but you can just, there's more.
Yes, Sarah skipped the middleman.
I just like, I'll go straight to accepting it myself. Thanks.
Thanks, but no thanks, Jesus.
Oh, God. That's so funny. I just like, I didn't want to give it up to a white guy in a robe. What can I say?
He's not white.
I know. That's the evangelicals thing.
Yeah, their version is.
Yeah.
Their pretend Jesus.
Mine's a powerful, you know, all knowing, probably black woman.
Right. Yes. Yeah. They would not have liked her.
Right. For sure. Oh, God.
But I mean, I do think people really appreciate how you open up and share the bad stuff with the good stuff.
Yeah. And, you know, I probably did get addicted to it. And then it only got more, you know, that was really what was incentivized for me on reality TV.
No doubt about that.
For sure. And then I hop on here and tell you guys all the stuff. And like, you know, I feel like once you've shared a miscarriage and a divorce and like, you know, what do we talk about? Our vaginas? For goodness sakes, like, whatevs. Like, here you go. Let's hear it all, you know?
Right.
So it's fine. And
I think that I did miss, because I feel like I'm uncensored. And I think that I conflated being uncensored with being vulnerable. And those are two different things.
Kind of like the emotional expression or displays of emotion and vulnerability.
Mm-hmm.
Totally. Yeah. That's why, you know, I always like to go back to that Brene Brown, you know, vulnerability TED talk that she did and talking, because it's so good. If you haven't seen that, I highly, highly recommend checking that one out.
Well,
because it's super good.
We also recommend bearing your soul to a therapist through BetterHelp.
Of course. Oh, my God. Hello. Yes. Please do.
If you are like me and don't know how to be vulnerable, you might benefit from BetterHelp. And whatever you might need help with, they have people who specialize in depression, stress, anxiety, relationships, I mean, even sleep if you have trouble sleeping. It's cool because BetterHelp is all online, so you can do it from your home. It's convenient in that way, of course, and you can kind of work around your schedule in ways that you can't with office hours. It's affordable. And of course, all of the counselors are licensed and legit, and everybody needs help. So why not take advantage? We want you to start living a happier life today. As a listener, you'll get 10% off your first month by visiting betterhelp.com/braincandy. And you can join over 1 million people taking charge of their mental health. Again, that's betterhelp, HELP.com/braincandy.
Yes.
So
yes, that has been so I don't even get back to what you were saying of how am I so great because of all of you wonderful people out there.
Do you feel supported?
And, oh my gosh, yes.
That's nice.
Even just like, I mean, my friends are like amazing. Shout out to you, Suze.
Thanks, Sarah. I don't think I've ever gotten a shout out.
I know you haven't. First time ever. First time. Shout out. Put it in the. Yeah.
Sick of all these other people getting shout outs all the time.
It's so funny. Yeah. So I'm just like, and it has been a wild past week.
Really? Like, wild.
Well, like so many changes.
Yeah.
You know, everything got real when I came home from Costa Rica, or like when I, a few days before coming home from Costa Rica.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I was on like island time and like, or what is my mom, everybody there calls it Tico time. Like everybody's like chilled out and like whatevs, you know,
yeah,
I'm like listening
back
to the ocean and watching sunsets and like, you know, well, it's so fun. I'll just like lay down and take a nap on the beach. Then I, like about 4 days before coming home, I got this wave of anxiety of like, holy crap. Because I realized, I think it was when I was going to like just organize my stuff a bit, and I picked up my keys, and the only thing on my keychain was my car keys.
Oh, man.
And I was like,
ooh.
You have no home.
She's unhoused.
You are unhoused. And the reality of that set in. And then it was like, oh, fuck. Because like with you know, yeah, apartments and stuff like that in California, and of course, every state's different. I learned that when I went to New York. And I'm like, finding an apartment there is insane. I don't know how people do it. It like seems crazy. But you definitely have to go like the week or two, or the week you're going to move it, or like it's pretty much like you can't do a lot of pre-planning, you know, like they're available when they're available. And then like you start looking for a place, and then like it's very fast. You move in like the next week. So there wasn't much I could do while I was in Costa Rica, because I can't like look at the places. I can't, you know,
right, but it was looming.
Mm-hmm. So that like, oh my God. So I stayed up to like 3 o'clock in the morning once, just looking at all of the apartments and everything that was available. And I was using, you know, all the different apartment websites that there are. And I can't tell you how many of these are fake.
What?
Oh, my God. There are so many fake listings. There was one that I went to that, you know, when Ren and I were looking for houses, there was a place that was listed that was on a street that my friend grew up on. And I drove by the place. Nope. Lived in. It was definitely a fake. It was from like, they stole the pictures from like a Zillow listing and put them on there. Like they do this all the time. And it's like, I don't know, to get people to fill out applications and then maybe steal their identity. I don't
know
what it is.
For real?
For real, Suze. I can't tell you how many of them are fake.
How do you know?
Because I'll call and they'll be like, oh, actually this one isn't available. Like,
oh, right. Yeah.
Yeah. Or I went by the place and then I haven't had my coffee this morning, so there you go. And it wasn't for rent. There was a family living there. It was like not even a thing. They just like put up fake listings.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
So about, you know, before when Ren and I were looking for houses, I had found a townhouse in the area that I want to live in, that I just love, is the neighborhood that I grew up in. I love it. My mom found us the best neighborhood ever. It's backs up to the Santa Monica Mountains, and there are all these trails, and like the neighborhoods have signs up in them that say, please do not park here for trail access, like resident parking only. I want to live somewhere where people park in the neighborhood so that they can go hike. That would be the best. It's like hiking is right there. It's my elementary school in there, all the parks. It's gorgeous. You can take a trail from this park all the way down to the beach. You can walk, it's like 11 miles or something, but or maybe less.
Wow.
Maybe less. Actually,
that's
less.
Awesome.
But you can take the trail to, all the way to the beach.
That's
and
really
it is
cool.
So cool. And I remember driving through there, you know, when I was looking at the fake listing or, you know, fake one. And I called my mom crying, like I do. Oh. And I was like, Mom, I just want to thank you for finding us the best place to live. Like this really, I've lived all over the world. I can say that now. I've lived in all over the country and the state of California and not all over the country, but you know, one side and the other side. And, this is my favorite spot and I just love it. And I feel at peace here. I feel like it's where, and you know, I wanted to be grounded and I wanted to put some roots down. And so when I was looking at this neighborhood before, I found a listing in these townhouses. It turned out to be fake. Oh, okay, fine. You know, I called and they like give you the runaround and it's not even a real person and it doesn't connect to a phone number. And I'm like, oh, fine. I'm never going to find this. So that night where I'm looking at everything until 3 o'clock in the morning, I see another listing in these townhouses in Wildwood. And I'm like, wow, that's the name of the neighborhood, by the way. Mm-hmm. I see another listing here and it's really like vague and there aren't the pictures are very dark and like there are only like three of them up, but I'm like, I love the neighborhood. Oh, fingers crossed. What, who cares? I'm just going to like put it in and there you go. And send him a message. So I send a message and send him like, you know, the email, the person who's like listed as the landlord or whatevs. And then that's it. And then about 48 hours or whatever, go by 2 days, something like that. And then the power goes out in my mom's building. And
oh,
it's
right.
out
yeah.
all morning.
Right.
All
you
morning.
Went on a boat.
Yes. Power's out. All gone. Oh, no. This was another day. It went out 2 days. This happens a lot. That's why I said this happens in Costa Rica a lot in that video, because this is a frequent thing. This one only went, luckily, and thank God, that never once interrupted our shows or any of my sessions.
Oh, my God. That's lucky.
I'm pretty sure. It went out in the morning and my mom was like, she was going off and doing her thing. I think she had some clients that she, or some sessions or whatever, what did she call them? Readings with her clients. And, cause I kept calling them sessions. She's like readings. And then she kept calling mine readings. So I was like sessions.
So,
it was really funny. So, So I had the house to myself and I come back and I'm like, oh, the power's out. That's too bad. Oh, well, I'm just going to sit down and do a crossword puzzle. And I'm just like chilling or I was reading our book for the book club, which is so good, by the way. If you haven't joined our book club, you should definitely
do that. I didn't love it.
What?
I read your book.
Oh my God, Suze. Okay, well, that's going to, we have to
put
a pin in that. Yes. Can't wait to discuss. No, now you guys definitely should join. And also it's like whatever fee you can afford, like it's like sliding scale. So like join, because you just need to hear the debate that we're going to have about this.
Because it's Anderson Cooper's book.
Right.
And his mom. Yeah.
Okay. I'm reading that, just chilling and like, you know, vibing with the universe as I do in Costa Rica. And the power goes back on. 5 minutes, maybe not even 5 minutes after the power goes back on. Mind you, my phone only works when it's connected to Wi-Fi in Costa Rica because it's on airplane mode. And it's like, the phone would not have worked. My phone rings and I pick it up and it is this landlord who's like, hey, did you look at this apartment and everything like that? And I'm like, yeah, I freaking love it. And the first thing I said was, I'm so excited you're an actual human.
Oh,
you're like
God.
A real listing. And he started laughing. He's like, and he was like, I'm excited that you are too. Cause they get the fake ones on the other side.
Oh, sure.
They get,
right.
Both people are like, thank goodness you're real. And, and I was like, I'm so excited about this neighborhood. I've been trying to find a place in this neighborhood for no joke, 6 months. Like this is where I really, really want to be. He's like, okay, so here's what I do. I just send you some photos. And if you like what you see, and he was very much like, casual about it. Like, if you like it, then we'll set something up.
Yes.
And I'm like thinking, like, I still am thinking, like, is this even real?
Right.
And he sends me the photos. The photos are updated from the photos that...
The duds. Yes.
Everything's remodeled. Beautiful. Oh, like that like grayish colored hardwood, that like the color palette I love.
Yeah, everything
like
you want.
Hardwood floor. Everything I want. Fireplace. Everything
oh,
I love. Two bedrooms.
Get a fireplace.
Yes.
That's great.
Sunny. Second story, Nobody underneath, nothing underneath me except a carport.
Yes. No,
like, nobody's going to hear noise. It's so perfect.
I can't wait to come see you.
Suze, I can't wait for you to come see me too. It backs up to a creek. So the only sounds I hear are creek and little birds. He said, you won't hear a peep. And I said, actually, I've heard a bunch of peeps, but they're from birds, which is amazing.
God.
I said it when I finally went on tour and saw it. So in this, the 2 minutes after, 5 minutes after my power comes back on, if he had called a little bit earlier, maybe he was going down the list of people to call, you know? I tell him, oh my God, I want to see this. I want the pictures. Like, what do you need from me? I will sign today. I'm like,
this is what freaks me out. The quantum leap thing. Like, it worked out for you. I'm so glad, but it scares me.
I can't even begin to tell you the things. Yeah. It was so easy. It's in the exact neighborhood I want. I can't, it's too perfect. Then you know, the universe loves to give me these little signs.
Hold on. I got to tell you something else that's really perfect.
Yes, please.
So you know how, like, we have, you know, partners and everyone's like, well, I'm bored. I'm going to fast forward. Don't. Because this is such an exciting one. You know how, like, it's really confusing to learn how to invest money, right?
And like, yes.
You just don't know where to begin. And a lot of times it feels exclusive and like a boys club and, like, they're trying to make it into a game. Well, there's a company now called Public.com, and they have this incredible app that I am in love with. It makes investing inclusive, and it's educational. It's super fun. And I was very excited to work with them because their community is made up of 40% women and 45% people of color.
Which yes!
In investing is so exciting.
Yes. And women, they are good and smart investors. The numbers show it.
And I just really want people to get involved with it, and because it used to feel like this was just like the same old boys doing the same old thing. Mm-hmm. So I'm really excited that Public.com takes this new approach, and they have a responsible approach where they don't want to make it like, you know, risky or gambling-like behavior or anything like that. They want it to be easy for beginners to learn how to trade and make money in the stock market. So that's super cool.
Yes,
so here's the scoop. Go to public.com/braincandy to follow us on public.com, and you can see what I'm investing in. You can start investing today with as little as $1, and you'll even get a free slice of stock when you join. So you like I picked Tesla when I joined. Just go to public.com/braincandy to download the public.com app. It's valid for U.S. residents 18 and up, subject to account approval. See public.com/disclosures, not investment advice. So I am excited about that.
Yes.
Okay, as you were. Sorry.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, that's very exciting. And if you're one of the many people who is now starting maybe fresh in your life or has had some changes, you know, like me.
Yeah.
You got to like take control in many ways in that
financial
thing. Yes,
empower
so
yourself. That's how it feels to me.
Yeah. Very on brand for this episode. Yes. So it's been wonderful. And I keep it. My mom even said, like, Susie, I can't tell you how as soon as I had this phone call with this guy, saw the place, all of those feelings of anxiety went away.
Oh, I bet. Like, what a relief.
We're good. And it felt like this is too perfect. Mm-hmm. This is too easy. This is too perfect. I can't it is so like synchronicity and perfectly lining up. Like it feels like everything needed to happen even in the past. Like, you know, when you have those feelings of like, I need to be here right now. So all the things that just happened that sucked.
Yeah, because it was wonky. Like your apartment was flooding, all that stuff that went on, and then of course the breakup, and it just felt like something's got to give here.
Uh huh. And all of that feeling of like, this is the I don't even want to call it a fresh start because it's not a fresh start. It's more like the environment. Well, I know what it is. I love the analogy of plants and flowers.
Okay.
I am the plant that needed a certain kind of soil.
Oh.
You put me in succulent soil. I can't grow. It's too rocky. It's too whatever. I can't grow in that. I didn't have the environment I needed to really thrive.
You
and it's
stifled.
Like, you know, the plant leaves get little and they start like getting yellow and brown. And blah, blah, blah. So now that like I've been like replanted and grounding, that's totally on brand too.
That's right.
I love it. So now that I've been like transplanted to where my roots can really like grow and that where they feel it, I can feel it. It feels like there's no resistance. Like I am in the flow. Like I, the lighting looks different. I'm like, the colors here are brighter. I know
that is so great.
It's so cool. And like and crazy things keep happening, like crazy things. So as I was going to look at the apartment for the first time, and I'm so nervous because, mind you, again, I don't know if this is like, I still have the thought, is this even real? Because I emailed the guy and I was like, you know, I can send you all of the application info before, like, you know, if you want to take a look at it. And he was like, no, it's fine. I'll just see the day. And I'm like, why doesn't this guy want my info? Why doesn't he you know, maybe it's fake.
Out.
Maybe it's like, is he going to murder me? Like, what's going on? Like, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that we have to think that is awful.
Yeah.
So, but I still did, you know, and it's not like I found this on Craigslist. It was on like apartment.com. So, you know, and so I'm going there and I'm like still nervous, but I feel like, oh, I know this is where I'm supposed to be. My mom sends me an email or like I'm on, I think I get this email when I'm on the plane or something like that, but I don't look at her. I don't listen or whatever it was, like a voice message or something like that until I'm like driving to this spot. And my mom has a code on her gate at the apartment complex she lives in. And the code is changed every 2 weeks. And the day that I go to drive there, she gets an email saying the code has been changed. And the code is the address. My address that I lived
fun.
In at on the street when I was little. 3058, the code changed to, and it changed to, and I'm moving to a place that's only a few blocks away from where I grew up, and the code changed to that house number, and my house number is only three numbers, so that wouldn't have worked. So it was like the universe being like, I love a sign. Then this is the crazy ending to that story. My mom says she gets an email the next day saying they've changed the code. It's a different code now. They don't change the code every day. They change it every 2 weeks. It was only that code for the day that I was driving to see that house. And it was the house number of where I grew up in the same neighborhood.
That seems
like a really nice little, hey, we got you. We're, you know, hi.
Yeah,
this is the universe. You're on the right path. So I've just felt really, you know, like, okay. And I feel like okay is like the best I've been in a really long time because like, you know, so much of
hard.
What, yes. Thank you. That was what I was just thinking, you know, and I got so many messages back from people who were saying that, you know, they appreciated the, and this is like one where people actually did say this, not like, a lot of you guys have been asking about my new haircut, you know,
right,
like it's not like that. It's like people really did write about this. about saying that emotions and these feelings are temporary. These feelings are like when we're in them, it feels like the weight of the universe and like this, oh my God, you feel it. Or you know it's there and you avoid the feeling, but like, oh Lord, the box you know is there and I just don't want to open it, but I'm carrying it around, you know. And just recognizing and understanding that, like, just like those waves go out and in and the tide ebbs and flows, our feelings are like that. And what, you know, happiness is not permanent, neither is sadness and loneliness and all that. And we just have to not fight it, just like the water does. Like, the waves come in and the waves go out. And then it's like the water's just like, oh, now I'm in. Oh, now I'm out, you know, and oh, okay, you know.
Yeah. The thing is, I always think about that phrase, this too shall pass, your tattoo.
Yes.
But then I get annoyed because like sometimes the it takes like too long to pass.
Yes. Way too. Well,
like,
maybe if we resist
how long.
Maybe because we know that equation for suffering.
True, but like, if, let's say it's a circumstance. Let's say you're ill or you're whatever the thing is, and you might not have a control about how long it lasts. It's like, okay, I'm waiting for it to pass. Yeah. Get moving here, fame.
Yeah. That's still, I go back to that still, you know, it's a little resistant.
Yeah.
As soon, I think when we go into, because it's always like, I think of traffic as always the example. Two people driving in traffic. And if I'm resisting it, it's like, oh, I don't want to be in this traffic. Like, if you're really not resisting, there's still that, like, I don't want to be here thought. And that creates the suffering. Mm-hmm. So if we can get rid of that and just be like, oh, well, here I am, that then the suffering goes away. Mm-hmm. And we can accept the pain. Right. Because the pain is going to be there. That's what you're saying. Like, yes, if you're sick, if you've gone through heartache, I tried to do that and I would feel it. And sometimes, you know, like when you first go through a breakup, you're like crying. Well, if you're anything like me, you're crying like crazy. And then, you know, you cry less and less. And then there were some nights where I would like want to cry and I'd start feeling like I was going to cry. But then I would have the awareness of like acceptance and I'd be like, you're just feeling sad now. Yeah, go ahead and cry. You can cry and that's okay. And then I'd like not cry.
Yeah.
As soon as I was like, yeah, look at you being sad. That's all right. I'd be like, it's gone. Gone. Lost it. And then it started to go away.
I'll tell you what does make me sad is when I go to the mailbox and in it is a nice KiwiCo box for me and my son to enjoy.
Yay. That is fun to do together, too.
So fun. It's so great for a rainy day. These boxes are filled with projects that help kids learn, but they don't know they're learning. So, like, you know, you don't even have to tell them because it's so fun. Lincoln just got one that's this kind of like a horse that you build out of wood and then it can hold stuff like a little treasure box kind of thing.
Oh, cute.
So cute. He was so into it. In fact, he was like, I want to save it. Like, we opened it and we were going to do it. And he's like, no, this is really cool. I want to wait.
Oh, my gosh.
To do it on a rainy day. It's the perfect thing for kids. And they are different categories for ages. So they're age appropriate. And it just makes learning really fun. And kids are, you know, oftentimes stuck in the house these days. And this makes a project they enjoy and look forward to receiving. And with KiwiCo, there's something for every kid or kid at heart every month. You get 30% off your first month plus free shipping on any crate line with code BRAINCANDY at KiwiCo.com. That's 30% off your first month at KiwiCo.com. Promo code BRAINCANDY.
Yes. So, you know, everything's coming up, Sarah, and things are looking better.
Good.
We're all okay now.
Things are looking up.
Things are looking up. Good. Yeah. So now I just get to I have yet to move in, but I have the keys. I'm currently, you know, I wanted to give myself some time to get some work done and, you know, so do all that, or else I'll just dive right in and start redecorating and
Sarah's
putting
gonna
that
be
up.
In decorating mode.
Oh my God. Like, you wouldn't even believe. So I'm very much looking forward to that, but I do have some fun history of stuff to share with
Let's
you
hear it.
That I thought was very, in line with at least some of the stuff we're talking about. And I have to say shout out to my mom, Sally, for coming up with this one, because she was like, you need to talk about this because I want to know what this is. And she was dying to know why the heart is shaped the way it is. Not the actual human heart, but the shape of a heart.
Oh, yeah, right. Okay.
Like, how come we...
Why do we make a heart like that?
Why do we make a heart when the heart doesn't look anything like that? Because you can imagine we were talking a lot about the heart as
sure.
we were together.
Yes.
And so do you have any hot takes or
I don't because
ideas?
I had convinced myself that it was sort of based on the shape of a heart, but then it developed over time into the neat little guy that we see now. But that's just because I didn't know.
Yeah, and you know what's interesting is that, you know, when I was looking at this, and they were talking about how people in medieval times, back in the day, when they would talk about the shape of a heart, they referred to it more as a pine cone shape.
A pine cone? What is a pine cone shape?
the shape, like a shape like of a, heart, like, you know, like kind of like big at the top and, and almost like a, Oh my God, Sarah. Conical. I was going to say like, you know, like a cone. Yeah. Pine cone. Yeah. Right. That does. Like, duh. But so they didn't even think of it as like that. The shape didn't develop until, well, really like until we started, it was a plant. And it was us cultivating and using a plant called, now I'm going to have to try to pronounce it, Silphium, S-I-L-P-H-I-U-M, is a like a species of fennel, and it grows in the coasts of Greece. And when you cut it open, it looks in the seeds like a perfect heart.
That's cute.
And so what they used this for was an early form of birth control.
Okay.
I'm not even
you
kidding.
You mean eating it or like putting it in their vagina?
No, I believe it was eaten, but now, yeah, because they said it worked as like a cough syrup, but they didn't, I don't think there was any, there's definitely no mention to them putting it in their vaginas to my memory. But yeah, no, but you would eat it. And also, you know, now that you ask that, I would have really liked the article to go in a little bit deeper as to who was the one consuming
Good
this birth
point.
Control, because now I have a whole question about the patriarchy and how that is like linked to, you know, but it was like ancient Rome and Greece.
Point.
So they are a little more, it might be the men taking it, in which case I like that.
Yeah. I wish
let's
men
put
did
it on
have
them.
To take, although yeah, I don't do trust those know. Pieces of shit.
So a bunch of ancient writers and poets said that this was like the, had contraceptive powers. So that makes me think that maybe the guys were taking it.
If yeah, they, right.
It was like powerful.
Right. Good point.
Right. So maybe. But it looks like the modern day like Valentine's heart when you cut it open and you open it up inside. So that is like the history.
That is so cool.
And it became really popular. In fact, they even put it on money, like in some ancient
Whoa.
City. I can't remember what it was. But they put the heart shape on its money because it was like a symbol of like the opposite of fertility, really. Fertility,
right,
really,
right.
But about like sex and
yeah.
love and
matters of the heart.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. So
I would not have been able to guess that.
Is a seed for birth control.
Dang.
Yeah, I like that one.
That
like
is fascinating.
Yeah. So now my mom can, you know, just be like at peace in her.
Right.
In her
she
understanding
answers.
Of what it is and all that. And so, you know.
Oh, my God. I didn't see that coming.
So that heart thing is cute and lovely. But, you know, as I mentioned in the episode when I was talking about the breakup and everything, you know, I did have stuff that I was going to talk about. But now they seem all over the place. So I have two funny stories about people who are like doing too much. So are you interested in TikTok wellness influencers who want you to tape your mouth shut or man who tried to save the restaurant by soaking himself in bean dip for 24 hours?
I'll go TikTok.
Oh, okay. So TikTok, first of all of the – I am so – annoyed with the pop psychology stuff that is coming up on
Thank
like
you.
These I'm so annoyed with it.
Good.
Do you see this stuff?
No, I just know I hate it in general.
Well, I mean the idea that we can take these big concepts and things
right.
that like to and put them into like 15 second clips of and they simplify it and it's just people going like, if you want to know who's lying, just look at this.
Yes.
And if you want to know who's is your partner cheating on you, you look at these three sites. No, don't
yes.
do that. Please don't. You're like, you know,
that's
so
what they do on like the more, you know, radio morning shows where it's like
yes.
a new study says eating bread makes your penis fall off. And then, like, they don't provide the context of whatever scholarly study they're talking about.
There's a name for that kind of journalism. Oh, my gosh. My professor, she would have – oh, man, she was the best, too. She taught us all about that, and she's probably like, it's called this. I can't remember. in my women's studies class. It was so good. Okay. TikTok influencers. That's right. So I'm so frustrated, you know, and I've even had this TikTok makes everything look like it magically happens in like 30 seconds. And, you know, I was annoyed at sitcoms for making it look like problems take half an hour to solve.
Right.
You know, and now we have it. Oh, my God, they're solved. Like, nobody gets dressed that fast. Nobody's makeup goes on that fast. Ah! So, and sometimes I've even followed the TikTok recipes, and it's like, that doesn't taste like that. They're selling it. They're like, oh my God, this is going to be the best thing you ever try ever. So we really need to be like taking the TikTok advice with a grain of salt,
please. Yes.
But one of the things that is a trend, I don't even know if you can call it a trend, but something that these TikTok quote unquote wellness influencers who have probably zero credentials are asking of you is to tape your mouth shut. And here is why. So this company went on Shark Tank a while back, and it's called Somnifix. There were like this company that developed a system or like a tool, which essentially is like tape, that it covers your mouth at night, forcing you. And I think it did something. I didn't watch the Shark Tank. I just read the article. It was on Vice. And it changes your airway and how you breathe in air. They say that when you breathe through your nose, it helps your immune system. Like, you don't get as sick, and like it can filter the air better. And there's like a whole bunch of things like that the CDC says, like it's a tip, you know, like for, well, the CDC doesn't say it's a tip for better sleep. They do not say that at all. But they do say that nose breathing has been clinically proven to support or clinically proven to stop like snoring, improve compliance with positive air pressure machines. I don't even know what that is. And like that are used in like sleep apnea and stuff like that. And it's supposed to help. So like this product, yes, it used in that way. But now these TikTok wellness influencers are like, what should we do? We should tape our mouth shut when we sleep. And come they're like on. Telling you, that seems ridiculous to me for like a million reasons. And why are we listening to that? And do you really think that it's going to improve things that much by breathing
through your nose? I can't stand it. I always yell at my mom because she's what we would call a simple person. And
a 12-piece puzzle?
Yes. And I'm always like, Margaret, use your noodle. Like, she just does not use her brain to think about problems and people. Mm. And that's what these videos feel like. It's just like, you watch it, use your noodle, and be like, I don't think so.
Yeah. It's only – and it's one of those things where they like – they've made loosey-goosey
right.
You know, like what is the golden rule? Correlation does not equal causation. Remember right. that, people?
Yeah.
So there's like studies that said if you have sleep apnea, if you have something like that, there are some things that show breathing through the nose can improve things. Or if you have
think taping your mouth shut is
no! the answer. And if you have – I feel like that could like kill you in the middle of the night.
Yes.
Right? Like, I really do. I think that's not safe at all.
Now I'm going to lose sleep worrying about these idiots.
There was – I saw another – oh, my God. And if I saw it on TikTok, I'm so annoyed. But there was somebody who was a dentist who was describing teeth grinding and why teeth grinding occurs. And it's more about your body, like, trying to open up its airways. And so it gets, like anxiety and, like, knowing – like, oh, I can't breathe. So – I mean, I know it's all bad and all linked and oh my God! Speaking of teeth, Susie, I have an update for you.
Hold that thought.
Okay.
I love this. Okay, so I'm going to tell you about another partner that we're working with called Chime. Chime is a bank account that will work with you, not against you. I hate banks and their sneaky ways, and so I'm really excited about this company because they want you to keep the money you earn.
And please,
it's an award-winning app and debit card, no hidden fees or monthly minimum. So they have a fee-free overdraft on up to $100 in debit purchases with SpotMe, which is super cool. You get your paycheck, benefits, stimulus check, tax return up to 2 days earlier with direct deposit. There's no hidden fees or monthly minimums. They have security where if there's something fishy going on, you'll get an alert. And then you can save on autopilot when you sign up for Chime Spending Account. It just feels very empowering and great for people that are looking for a bank that will actually, you know, let them keep more of their money. So yes. Join the millions on Chime. Signing up takes 2 minutes. It doesn't affect your credit score or anything like that. Apply now at chime.com/braincandy. That's chime.com/braincandy. And here's the disclosures. Chime is a financial technology company. Banking services provided by the Bancorp Bank or Stride Bank, N.A., members FDIC. Eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. Overdraft only applies to debit card purchases. Limits start at $20 and may be increased up to $100 by Chime. Early direct deposit depends on the payer. Out-of-network cash withdrawal fees apply. Third-party and cash deposit fees may apply. Go to chime.com/braincandy for details. Love stuff like that.
Yes. Okay. I have to – I'll pause before I go into my update for you. I have to tell you that some of the things that are the ridiculous things that this company, that Somnifix company, which, by the way, the Shark Tank investors eventually pulled out of.
And good. Were like,
no. Because I think Mark Cuban saw maybe some potential in like athlete performances because the guy's claims were like really over the top. This company on their social media marketing claimed that mouth taping can lead to weight loss, changes in face shape, improved athletic performances, and none of that has any sort of support from scientific research.
That's awful.
Why do these companies get away with that shit? That's so annoying.
Right.
And then TikTok influencers are like, well, don't tape your mouth shit. So dumb. So
wait, why did you say we have to talk about teeth or
something? Because I was you know, thinking about how, like, teeth grinding and all that. But you know how when I was in Costa Rica, I got my teeth cleaned?
Yes, I wanted to talk to you about that.
It was so amazing, first of all.
You not going?
Well,
why am I yelling?
First of all, when I got divorced, I moved and my dentist changed. And then it was like the idea of like getting a new dentist and like up here. And then, you know, when the idea of having my mouth open in LA where 1 in freaking 10 people had coronavirus.
No, I understand during COVID, but I mean, you acted like it had been a couple years.
No, I mean, it was like true. It was like, so what happened was like, I was like due and then COVID hit.
Right. Okay.
You know, so that was definitely it.
Doesn't it feel so good?
Oh, I was seriously like, whose teeth are these?
I'm obsessed with cleaning my teeth.
I love it. Ooh, the phone's ringing here and it's
who's
not,
calling
it's,
you?
I have no idea. I did not know that there was a house phone here.
Go see who it is.
I have no clue. We're going to let that go to voicemail. So, and since I'm like way upstairs, please leave a message.
Let's see. We'll find out. Hey, Sarah.
No message. I just hung up.
Okay.
Telemarketer. So what was I talking about?
Your teeth.
I got distracted. Oh, my teeth. God. Okay. So amazing. I swear they were whiter and cleaner and it was like $40 and it was like easy breezy and she was so good. But bad news.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Hopeless.
No, still a lot of hope there. First cavity.
It happened.
Uh-huh. 35 whole years. Probably because I waited 2 years before I went to the dentist.
Oh, no. Which tooth?
Some back molar or something.
Number 15?
So I got to go. Maybe.
Number 15. Is it a bad cavity?
No, it's like, oh, my God, you're so funny. It's like like, you know, she says, yeah, you got to take care of this one.
Damn it.
I know. I don't even know what the fuck you do. Like, seriously, Susie, what happens if you have a cavity? What do I do? Is there a root canal? Is it going to be awful?
No. You're going to get a filling.
Okay.
And they do it real quick now. I mean, it's only like 20 minutes or something.
Okay.
They don't got to drill any deal.
Okay. Oh, no problem.
No, they do have to drill it, but they'll give you Novocaine.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean... Are you scared of the drilling or?
No, I don't think so. I'm scared of the unknown.
I understand that. And I am definitely afraid of drilling. And I'm one of those people that's scared of the dentist, even though I love it. But you don't have to worry.
Same.
It's not bad. It'll be fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if it's like an opportunity to have my teeth cleaned again, I'm like, go for it. So they're like, man, too bad. They're like shiny and sparkly and so white. So yes, that is, that was my tooth story.
Cavity. Are you not flossing?
No, I floss on the regs.
I know.
But that's, it's inside. It's in the middle of the tooth on the molar, like.
And I'm not judging you. I mean, one cavity in your whole life. That's crazy.
Whole life. That's it. Yeah. And I totally understand why. Like, when I look back at the, I was like, yeah, that makes sense. There were definitely nights where, like, I ate candy in my nightstand and, like, never brushed my teeth. A lot of, like, chocolate situations like that, too.
Oh my God, Sarah, get on track here.
Well, it was a rough year. And the result is a cavity and a breakup. So there you go.
I just went to the dentist this week, too, and they did the whole routine where they say, like, have you been flossing?
Uh-huh.
And I said, listen. I said, I'm a flossing enthusiast, but my listeners said that if I am flossing, you should know. So can you tell? And she goes, well, I thought you were, but your gums did bleed a little bit. So I was wondering if you were, you know, really doing it enough. And I'm like, I do it at least once, sometimes twice a day. So I don't know why my gums are still bleeding. If you guys could write to me and let me know.
Yeah. Huh.
Because I really want them to look in there and be like, oh, yeah, she's a flosser.
I wonder if it changes based on, like, blood pressure or something. I wonder if, like, or maybe if you've had any alcohol. You know how, like, they say if you're going to get a tattoo,
it thins your blood.
You shouldn't drink before because it thins your blood. Yes.
I was sober at the time.
I don't know. I don't know. I'm, like, right the night before or something.
True,
know, like,
true. All right. We'll get to the bottom
of this. Who knows? This is, like, Sarah's got a theory stuff.
Yeah,
here,
I like it because I don't like them even thinking for a second I'm not flossing.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
The other crazy experience I had in Costa Rica with my body and finding things out. Oh,
one
yeah,
more
go ahead.
Thing.
Yes.
Why did you choose to get a teeth cleaning in Costa Rica?
Well, because my mom was like, I have the best lady.
Oh, okay.
She was this woman is the best. And I find that places where, like, dentistry is not, like, new to Costa Rica, but, like, you get the latest and the greatest stuff. Like, the info they're learning now, like, sometimes the dentists are, like, using the stuff, like...
They're still real excited by it all.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And they're, like, yeah, they're excited by it. They've got all the good stuff. Like, she was so good and so fast. And, and then I was, like, this is painless. What the hell have the other people been doing?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Right.
And she didn't even, like, it wasn't, like, scrapey. She did such a good job. It was so good. So...
what was the other thing?
The other thing that was crazy, I had a massage.
Oh.
And I have not had a massage in over a year because of COVID and everything. She went to go touch my neck and was like, whoa. And my mom also said, this woman is, like, magical. And she, like, does a whole bunch of body work. And it's like a chiropractic massage.
Right.
Because this
is
a surfing town. So the chiropractor there works on Kelly Slater, who's, like, most amazing, like, 8-time world champion of surfing or something like that. And I don't know, 7 or 8, whatever. So they're, like, the best when we're, like, body work and, like, all that there. And so this woman's giving me this massage, and she spends all the time, like, loosening up my neck and doing all these crazy moves. It was like she unlocked something. I have had a sinus infection that, like, wouldn't go away for so long.
Yeah, the black
mold
thing.
She cracked and moved. Yep, and then moved my neck around. It was like all of a sudden it opened up some locked room in my sinuses, and everything, like, flushed out. And now I'm breathing like I'm like, whose
nose
is this?
You're taping your mouth shut. You don't even care.
My God, what if? But I swear, it cleared up, and it was like one afternoon of me, like, being, sorry guys, kind of phlegmy.
Yeah.
And then nothing.
clean as a whistle.
Clean as a whistle. I can't even believe it. And my mom said that. She's like, yeah, I think that there's like, you know, I don't know. Maybe if you guys are chiropractors, like,
no,
tell
it
me
makes
if
sense
there's like,
to me. Yeah.
You know, that like she did something to my neck and my sinuses are different.
That's great.
And, oh, yeah. So I went to Costa Rica like just like crusty. Don't you feel like this past year, like it made me like crusty.
I
like
said that
everything
to the
was
dental
gross.
Hygienist. I'm like, I bet people are coming in here with some mess in their mouth because if you didn't go for a whole year or more, it's right. going to be way worse. And they're having to like crack through all that plaque, man.
Yeah. And it's like everything, you know, I'm like getting yes. my hair colored soon.
You're
I'm like getting my, I'm going back. Like, you know, I got some color. I finally experienced vitamin D for, you know, more than an hour. That was great. So I feel like, you know,
You're
I feel much
woman.
More connected to myself. Now I got like a nice new start over place. I just got to get this, cavity fixed up.
Get the cavity, get the vaccine, and then you can,
yes.
you know, start
I can't wait. I'm all registered, so I'm just waiting for my spot.
That's great.
Yep, we'll see, but wish me luck. But let's wind it down. What do you say?
Yes, winding it. First we learned about the similarities between camp and church confessional
Oh my
culture.
God, that's so funny. Yep, you just basically had to hear me tell you about my last 3 days and like thank you guys all for
Sarah's
putting up with that
new house and how she just yes. needed some new soil.
Yes. And yeah. speaking of soil, the history of the heart comes from soil as well, and a little plant that grows and was the original form of birth control. Maybe not the original, but a form of birth control.
Wonder so why we don't like, eat hey. That. Because we eat fennel still.
Yeah, it's
Mustn't
a type of
good.
Fennel plant.
Okay,
mustn't
so maybe
be good. And fennel, is
yeah,
that really
I could
that
take
good?
Or leave it.
I could too. Pass. So I'll just leave it.
And whatever you do, don't tape your mouth shut.
And I will save the man who bathed in bean dip till next time.
My God, babes. I can't. Like he didn't even just bathe. From what I understand, you're telling me he like.
Lived
there
in
for
it. 24 hours.
Right. I don't know uh-huh. if that's going to be a scene.
Yes.
Be sure to check out our new merch and leave us a 5-star review.
We love those. Subscribe. And, you know, we talked about the book club. So we have to pick up this hot debate of Susie not liking the book. And so you can check that out. Don't tell them now. Save it.
We'll discuss yes. it at the book club meeting. Yes.
All right.
And we'll see
bye.
You guys next time.
Bye.
Did you know that everyone has an aura? Do you know what color your aura is? Maybe you have a fiery red personality or a quiet and calm blue or green. You could be an organized and methodical yellow or an explosive purple. Come join me, Mystic Michaela, on my podcast, Know Your Aura, to find out all about how your personality can be explained in colors.